Mrs. Kelly.
Moonlit Ghost Hunts in Wichita provides this service. Paranormal investigators like Darren Peterson and Lori DeWinkler check out locations that are reported to be haunted. And if they find evidence like voices or unusual images on film or video, they set up another investigation and they invite people to join them. Lori DeWinkler describes the evening.
We have four different pieces of equipment they can use. We actually have more than that that we'll teach them during the first 45 minutes, and we'll use it all, showing them how they work. Then we'll take a break, and then the last 45 minutes, you're on your own. You just go wherever you want.
It's about 9 o'clock at night, and we're at an old high school building in Wellington. There have been reports of the old custodian, Jim, haunting the high school. The school was built in 1928 with grand sweeping staircases, a huge auditorium, and a large creaky wood-floored gym. Moonlit Ghost Hunts provides everything that one would need to find spirits, from dowsing rods and flashlights to digital recorders and meters, even a detuned radio receiver that's supposed to make it easy for ghosts to communicate.
This is a transistor radio. This one that we cut the wires, this is made to be a ghost box, which is just a transistor radio with the wires cut. See, it...
After a quick training, everyone takes their equipment and heads into the dark hallways. I catch up with guest Kim Sponsel in the old foreign language classroom.
Yeah, I'm not getting that heaviness in here like I was before. I came in here and my skin felt like it was on fire. I go, I can't stand being in this room much longer. I can't take it. I mean, my skin felt like it was on fire. And the minute I left this room, then I was fine.
We step out of the room and join the other guests outside in the cool night air. We're taking a break from ghost hunting and from the hot, unair-conditioned building. I asked Kim and her friend what they heard on the ghost box after I left.
They told us there were 11. We asked them how many people were here that were hanging out, and he said 11.
And then we go, what is your name? And what we got was Pierce.
And then Cole.
And Cole. And I said, were you students here? And they didn't answer. And I said, do you want us to leave? And they said, stay.
Oh. And every time we tried to go out the door, it kept saying, stay.
Stay.
And it was the same voice.
There are these fallout shelter spaces scattered throughout the building. They date all the way back to the Cold War. Before we head back in, I ask guest Cherie Smith what she heard when she walked by one of them upstairs.
There were, in the boys' bathroom that we peeked our heads into, the one where they were looking for the fallout shelter, they had the radio thing, and they were asking, is there anyone in here? And they got a very clear yes. It was a static, distinct yes, but that's, other than that was the only thing I heard.
Guest Eric Oakes has been to several ghost hunting events, and he brought first-timer Neil Crouch along for the ride. They're both very pleased with the results they got while using their dowsing rods tonight. They're L-shaped pieces of metal that you hold in your hands, and it's said they can respond to the energy of a spirit in the room.
We went into 212, and yeah, basically said it was, I think he's getting annoyed with all the people coming around tonight, but asked a couple of questions, the rods moved. There was the quickest activity I've ever had on the dowsing rods. I asked, are you okay with us being in here, and they did not move. And then I asked if he would prefer, or I guess Neil asked if he would prefer to leave, and they spun real quick.
The investigation ends around midnight. Now, Moonlit Ghost Hunts will listen to all of the audio and watch all of the video from that evening and place the best pieces up on their website. Reporting for KMUW News and a little freaked out, I'm Kate Claus.